This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Final hour of the Alex Jones show. We got Tommy Robinson coming up. Of course, we had yet another horrific attack in Normandy, France today. A priest beheaded, another hostage in critical condition. Thankfully, the police in that area were able to respond quickly and shot the two assailants dead. But of course, it's just the latest in a long line of attacks. We had the axe attack on a train in Germany. We had the machete attack on the streets of Germany. We had the Syrian migrant suicide bomber who blew himself up outside a restaurant bar after he had tried to enter a music festival. Thankfully, he only succeeded in killing himself. That attack could have been far worse. And then today's outrage. But of course, our governments, as I've said, are more outraged about xenophobic comments on Twitter than they are about Islamists killing us every single day. Let that sink in. The amount of resources, the amount of attention they're devoting to hunting down alleged racists who make mean remarks on social media. Again, that gets the visibility. That gets the play in terms of mainstream media narrative. What doesn't get the play, or doesn't get any attention whatsoever, in this conversation about why we keep being attacked, is the fact that in France, Muslims, 35% of them, across all Muslims living in France, support suicide bombings. 42% of Muslims aged 18 to 29 support suicide bombings. So don't tell me that it's a tiny fringe radical minority. Yes, the ones who actually go out and slaughter people are, but the support network around them, the Islamist buffer zone around them, as we saw with Abdeslam in Molenbeek, Brussels, they protect them, they support them. This problem goes way deeper than, quote, jihadists, as we see in Germany with the story I mentioned earlier. A group of six Muslims, again, go to this nudist bathing pool, start chanting Allah Akbar, start harassing all the people there, start saying, you're all sluts, we're going to exterminate you. Again, this is cultural enrichment. This is diversity. This is refugees welcome. Attacking the very core supposedly progressive principles of the carefree lifestyle that leftists want to lead. But of course, they're okay to do it because in the Oppression Olympics League table, they rank above everyone else. I mean, I made the point in my video yesterday, which we're going to play later in the show if we've got time. Imagine if right-wing neo-Nazi skinheads were literally killing people on the streets of Europe every day. Imagine if they were going to events and harassing women, molesting women. Imagine if they were beheading imams at mosques throughout Europe. Imagine if they were driving trucks through crowds of Muslims praying on the street. What would the media narrative be? Would they analyze the hateful ideology that was inspiring, that was motivating those kind of attacks? Well, of course they would. They even try to do that when it has nothing to do with the right wing. So, of course, they would be completely obsessed with that. It would be right-wing apocalypse descending on the West. But when Muslims do it, we can't talk about that. We just have to hug a Muslim, keep saying that it's a tiny, radical, fringe minority, even though it's not. I mean, how many attacks is it going to take? Are we going to have 10 attacks a day for people to finally recognize that this is not a tiny minority, that this is not a religion of peace? Can we reform the religion of peace? Is it beyond that? Given that, nobody. They can't gather together 12 people to have a not-in-my-name protest after these Islamic terror attacks, but they can have riots globally after somebody draws a damn cartoon. Can we reform Islam? Or is it completely impossible? We're going to talk about that with Tommy Robinson on The Alex Jones Show Live after the break. Stay tuned. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. We've got Tommy Robinson coming up here in a minute, but first, I want to draw your attention to Operation Sleeping Giant. This is the special 28-hour broadcast that launches tomorrow to help us break the globalist stranglehold on free humanity. This is 28-hour broadcast, again, begins tomorrow with the main show, continues the 24 hours after the main show, and it's going to take place in the middle of Queen Hillary's coronation at the DNC, again, on Wednesday, July 27th. Be sure to tune in for Operation Sleeping Giant, again, for that marathon broadcast. More details at Infowars.com. And we've got fresh in stock the Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. If you thought that Hillary for prison was a conversation starter, then just wait for this. Of course, this was the t-shirt that triggered Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks during that infamous confrontation with Alex Jones, with InfoWars, at the RNC. It's going to trigger a lot of other people too. It's going to be a massive conversation starter. And of course, your purchase goes to support us, to support the outreach, to enable us to fly people at great expense to all these global media events to take on the mainstream media narrative face to face. So that is the Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. And again, of course, alleged rapist. It's not as if he flew around on a private jet with a convicted pedophile and underage sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. That didn't happen. But get the Bill Clinton rape T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're joined by activist, author, Tommy Robinson. Of course, we've had this horrible attack today. Tommy, I just want to get your initial reaction to the beheading of the priest. You know, we've got BBC telling us that calling a terrorist might be politically incorrect. How much blood running through the streets of European cities will it take before our leaders actually identify the root cause of this problem?
I don't think our leaders are going to. I don't think it's going to come from our leaders. I think it's going to have to eventually come from the people. When we look at this most recent attack, it's daily now. It's daily. But still we see the same reactions. When you look at what's recently gone on, you look at all these terrorist attacks, you look at Nice, you look to Germany, you look to today, you look at everything that's gone on. There's still ships going and bringing more refugees in as this is happening. Every day. There's not like any steps have been taken at all to fortify or protect the citizens of Europe. We're still bringing people in. We don't know who they are. Was it yesterday, today? There's been a murder in the Calais jungle, in the refugee camp in Calais, where those people who are committing that murder and committing these robberies and committing this violence will soon be in the back of a lorry and jumping out of the M25 or jumping out in Todderton just 10 minutes from my house. These is still happening. Nothing's been done. So nothing's changed. And when you talk about what will our leaders do, Lee Rigby got beheaded. David Cameron set up a government task force who had a 5-year plan. And I remember saying at the start of that 5-year plan, we're going to be in a worse situation in 5 years. You're not going to solve anything. During those 5 years, we've allowed 2,000 British Muslims to go fight and train with ISIS. We've allowed 450 of them to come back. I believe today's terrorist was walking around with a tag on his ankle, electronic tag. He's a terrorist. He's already a convicted terrorist. We know he's a terrorist. What is he doing walking the streets of our cities with us, with us waiting to be targeted?
No, that's right. I mean, the French Prime Minister Valls, you know, a couple of years ago said, listen, we know these jihadists are coming in and out of the country. They're going to Syria to fight for ISIS. We're just going to let them back in because we want to overthrow ISIS. They're not attacking France or Europe. Well, now they are. You know, you talked about the migrant attack. We've got people in these migrant attack camps hacking each other up because of their inner tribal differences, you know, between Afghans and Northern Africans. I mean, if they have that kind of behavior towards each other, even though they're all Islamists, I mean, Lauren Southern went to the Calais camp and they were saying, yeah, we have actual ISIS supporters here. And what are they going to do when they come into the West? Well, we know what they're going to do because they're doing it almost every day. We got 21% of Syrian migrants, according to polls, support ISIS. 21%. We've got over 1 million, you know, coming into Germany. Not all of them are Syrian. A lot of them are economic migrants taking advantage of it. But 21% of the Syrians alone support ISIS. We've got 35% of Muslims living in France support suicide bombings. So when they say, oh, it's just a tiny minority, why are you painting, castigating all Muslims? Well, you know, Tommy, I made the point earlier. After somebody draws a stupid cartoon of Muhammad, they're out globally rioting. But after every single Islamic terror attack, how many Muslims are out on the streets protesting? How many of them are out there saying, not in my name? Basically, none.
Yeah, there's none. You just made the point again. Like, for example, the attack recently on the train in Germany, yeah? I spoke to people I know and I see on their day-to-day. I said, did you hear about the attack last night? Did you hear about the attack yesterday? No. I talked to them then about the pregnant Polish woman who was butchered to death by another Syrian refugee. No. People haven't even heard of them. Yeah. So the media is... And when the media plays a clever game by just using headlines like Syrian migrant killed by German blast, most people only read the headline. Most people only read and flip through the news and read the headline. So I heard you making the point just as about doing this show. Imagine two white men, Englishmen, or European men, Frenchmen, or German men, walked into a mosque, got the imam out, and chopped his head off. Imagine the outcry, the uproar, the world uproar. In every country, the protests, everything. Imagine the reaction to it. And then there's nothing in comparison. And then when we talk about... So then we hear the argument that, well, actually, the Polish pregnant girl who was murdered, she was in a previous relationship with this man. That's where we differ. We are bringing in... Well, Angela Merkel brought in 1 million young, fighting-age Muslim men who are culturally different to us. Morally, ethically, their belief system is the opposite to ours. Right and wrong are completely different. There was a girl in Sweden who had petrol poured over and was burned to death because she finished a relationship with an Afghan refugee. Because in his country, you can't finish that relationship. We're bringing in people and putting ourselves in danger, putting our communities in danger. We have no hold over who they are, what their beliefs are. As you said, when you go through the statistics, it's terrifying. And the demographical change that's currently happening in Europe, America should be watching, the world should be watching, you should be learning from what's happening. But still we see the world divided where we still have these people. I had today a BBC journalist message me 20 minutes after a beheading of a priest, messaging me saying how disgusting it is that hate crime is on the rise. Like I'm supposed to be bothered or care that someone's got a dirty look on a train or on a bus. Because that's the problem, and they make more of a deal is made by the media. Just recently you had two men in England who put some bacon on the mosque door handle. They've been sentenced to 9 months in prison. They're in prison now, probably being beaten by Muslim gangs because they control our prison systems, because our prison systems are like ISIS training camps. They're being beaten for simply putting bacon. Now, it's a pretty stupid thing to have done, yeah? And so is hate crime, but it's speech. No one's getting hurt. But yet we're coming down and stamping down the authorities will crush anyone who dares to do any of these things. Now, I don't see any... I get so angry and so frustrated daily at what's happening and the path we're being led down because we're all going to have to pick up the pieces of this mess that our liberal, pathetic, weak leaders have got us into. And they're still continuing. It's not like, and the problem you'll face, which Europe will face, and it's going to happen, and God forbid, I don't want it to happen, but it will happen. At some point, Europeans are going to react to this. Now, the reason why they react to it in a disgusting, barbaric way, which will happen, is because when there's no light at the end of the tunnel, when no one sees a political solution, when they don't see their police force or their military or their leaders or anybody stepping in to deal with this problem, to put their citizen safety first, first and foremost, the safety must be of European citizens, not helping people from Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, people who despise our culture and our way of life. Your job as our leaders, you're elected by us to keep us safe. You failed to keep a priest safe today. You failed by putting an electric tag on a terrorist rather than interning him and putting him in a prisoner of war camp, which is where he should be. We are at war. We are at war, and it's a war we will not win if we can't even identify who we're fighting. And we can't even begin to take all these liberal, pathetic ways of dealing with these terrorists, these ways of dealing with this pure hatred and vile poison, by putting an electric tag on their ankles, by sending them on courses and rehabilitation courses, anti-extremism courses. The most recent terrorist in Australia had just finished his anti-radicalisation programme. It's pathetic. And what you will see and what we will see, if Marie Le Pen was in power, would a terrorist be walking around France with a tag around his ankle? No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. It's about time we got rid of these weak, pathetic leaders and replaced them with people who will put their country's people first. Their safety, their security, their military. Their people need to come before anything else. Rant over.
It'd be an improvement, wouldn't it, Tommy? I mean, you talk about bowing down to these people. It only seems to make them more emboldened. I mean, we had a headline last year, lesbian Swedish bishop wants Christian crosses removed from church to please Muslims. She didn't want to offend the precious Muslim migrants, so she had all the crosses removed. That didn't seem to help today, did it? You mentioned how the media would react if, you know, some right-winger killed someone on the street. Well, we saw it with Joe Cox, you know. 2 weeks of blanket coverage because one mentally unstable person kill somebody on the street. They used it to try and swing the Brexit vote. There were mass protests. At her memorial, they were politicking. They were pushing for Remain to remain in the European Union, basically dancing on her grave before she was buried. That was a two-week media saturation exercise. This beheading today is going to be forgotten about tomorrow. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show with Tommy Robinson. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things,
we're live on the Alex Jones Show with Tommy Robinson talking about the religion of peace after this latest Islamist atrocity in Europe. Well, you know, Hillary Clinton tweeted, quote, "Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism." Really, Hillary, is that why 35% of Muslims in France support suicide bombings? Is that why Amongst Muslims in France aged 18 to 29, 42% of them support suicide bombings. Yeah, it sounds really peaceful to me. You know, I guess the Pope didn't wash enough migrants' feet. I guess maybe that offended them. Listen to this out of the BBC. This is not The Onion, this is the BBC. This is what they reported today. With four attacks in southern Germany coming shortly after the mass murder of 84 people in Nice, counter-terrorism officials are struggling to detect a common thread. Is there a single defining feature to these attacks that could offer clues on how to prevent more of them from happening? On the surface, the answer would appear to be no. The truck driver in Nice was known to have had psychiatric problems and violent outbursts, yet he had a clear enough head to keep his plans hidden for months. Tommy, they're openly... I mean, this is not The Onion, this is actually the BBC. They're saying, could there be a common thread between all these attacks in Germany, all these attacks in Nice? Is there a clue that we could somehow find to stitch together why these vicious attacks are happening? Completely insane. They then even mention Islam. Never mind, you know, push it to the front of the conversation. They don't even mention it. You know, for hours after this attack today, Tommy, they were talking about, they were saying there was no known motive. You've got Muslims shouting Allah Akbar, beheading people, shouting pro-ISIS slogans. That was all reported. The BBC said no known motive. Tommy, I guess it must be the priest's fault, right? He must have slipped over and decapitated himself on the Islamist bread knife.
Out of the five attacks, 100% of the attackers have been Muslim. 60% have been refugees. Yeah, there's a link. It's hard not to laugh when you hear that. That's our taxpayer money paying for that nonsense. That's not taxpayer money. And when you talk about, even like, for example, the refugee who chopped the pregnant Polish girl up in Germany, he'd been in trouble with the police already. If you've got refugees coming into Europe who are getting into trouble with the police and breaking the law, they need to be booted straight out. They're not refugees, they're invaders, we know that. They're fake refugees. But they need to be booted straight out. The BBC, to be honest, Paul, what I do now is after anything, for the truth in what's happening, look to yourself, I look to Raheem Kassam, I look to Breitbart News. Thank God for different now media outlets which are telling us the truth, because so many people are being lied to. That's what I do now. I don't even... Your videos are great and so on point with the points. But I look to... That's where I look. I don't bother looking anywhere else. That's what other people... What we need to understand, we are the media. Each and every one of us are the media. We have to be the media now. Because the mainstream media is just fed and lying, completely lying. And before they tell you who it was or the religion of where they were or why they done it, it's days later. It's days and days later in a snippet. So all the headlines have gone with, we don't know the motive and no one knows the motive. And that's where we're at. People have no idea. And I don't see a solution. So I've been searching for a solution for so long. There isn't any solution to this other than implementing strong, tough laws and trying to de-Islamify Europe. And in doing so, there will be huge conflict. But there will be huge conflict anyway. So I was on another radio show earlier where basically I said if you tried to ban the burqa now in the UK, you couldn't. The police could not enforce it. They would riot. There would be conflict. Yeah? That's now 4% of the country is Muslim. You tried to ban the full-face niqab, if you tried to do it, if the government tried to do it, they couldn't do it. Yeah? If they did, it would cause huge conflict. And because of that, he says, well, that's what I mean. There's no point in causing more problems. So we're bullied and dictated to. When that's 4%, what does anyone... This is just a demographical, statistical growth. Yeah, Muslims having 5.6 children. We're having 1.3. Right? So there are things we can do to combat that and address that, like stopping the benefits for more than two children, because majority of these Muslims are on benefits. 50% of the men and 75% of the women. We're paying for our own demise. So you could try to address these problems, but we're not even trying. We're not attempting. I'm waiting to see what the church leadership... Because you see, the church in the UK is very different to the church in America. Our church has been infiltrated by people, many of them, when I listen to them speak, I don't even believe they believe in Jesus Christ or God. I believe they're using the church for their own political sway. Is it not like, for example, the representative of the church in Luton? He's just a complete apologist and supporter of Islam. And Christianity isn't still around all these years later through being weak and pathetic like it is now.
Okay, Tommy, hold that thought. We'll be back after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go back to Tommy Robinson here in a moment, but first I just want to remind you about the massive sale coming up. This is one of the biggest sales in our history, if not the biggest, at InfoWarsStore.com, and it will coincide with the Marathon Epic 28-hour Sleeping Giant broadcast that starts tomorrow at InfoWars.com and on the air. You can go to InfoWars.com/giant for more information. We're going to have, of course, people on the ground at the DNC in Philly. We're going to have all manner of different hosts bringing you fresh, insightful, different content. So be sure to tune in at InfoWars.com/giant and take advantage of that huge sale at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have fresh in stock the Bill Clinton rape t-shirt that triggered Cenk Uygur in that now infamous confrontation with the Young Turks at the RNC. If you think Hillary for president was a conversation starter, was a headline maker, then wait until we see the impact of the Bill Clinton rape t-shirt. And you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, InfoWars.com/giant for all the information on that Marathon historic 28-hour broadcast that's set to begin tomorrow. Be sure to join us for that. Now, Tommy, you were talking before the break about, you know, riots. If they banned the burqa, the Muslims would riot in the United Kingdom. You know, it's like in America, they can kill some criminal thug who attacks a cop. People riot over it, and the leftist media supports them. We had Time magazine in defense of rioting. That was their headline. So if people on the left, if so-called minorities have riots, it's a social justice cause, and they're supported by the leftist media. But God forbid, and we're not encouraging it, but I'm not joking when I say the conversation, the narrative in this country is there's more outrage about people being mean to Muslims on a bus than there is actual Islamist atrocities happening throughout Europe. That's not hyperbole. That's real. But if, God forbid, you had some disturbance by Pegida, they would classify it, they would characterize it as some right-wing Nazi apocalypse. If you had anything whatsoever, they would be all over it, framing that in those pejorative terms. But, Tommy, there was a comment by Old Holborn, who is quite a prolific commentator on Twitter. He said, quote, "Beheading a Catholic priest in a church in France will unleash some serious public disorder. This is a game changer. We've got council members saying that people are joining gun clubs, they're getting weapons in France. We've got the head of the French police saying this is almost about to lead to civil war." Is that likely in your view, or will French people continue to just, you know, curl up in a fetal position and hug a Muslim and hope that everything's going to be okay?
I don't think it's going to happen yet, no. I think that inevitably, yes, they have to do something huge, unfortunately. Unfortunately, one person dying, whether it be a priest or anyone, they're going to have to do something where thousands die. Thousands. But then, in order for people to... In our country, everyone's so become so selfish. So selfish for themselves. And so long as they're okay, and they're okay, and even if they've moved out, I see it even with my friends, yeah, who they've made a bit of money, and they're all working, and they've all got jobs, and they're all mortgaged and financed up to the top that they can. They can't step out of line in case their job's affected, in case they lose their career, because they'll lose their house, they'll lose this. And they just sit, and as long as they're okay in their house. So all the problems are in Luton, so then everyone leaves Luton and moves to these nice areas, and then they don't care what's happening anymore. And that's what we've created, a generation of selfish cowards. Now, at some point, those people are going to have to realise that the problems that they've moved away from are going to come to where they are. If not where they're going to come to where they are, their children are going to have to deal with them. Now, once people accept that, once the British public understand the reality of Islam and the agenda and what it's going to bring, once people understand that, I believe we'll see a revolution style of a revolution, because people, when the time comes, people will stand up. I always used to think, I've gone through many things, and I used to convince myself, when I was leaving the English Defence League, I convinced myself that if they kill me, it's going to be the final thing in this country, because defining moments change the direction of a country's history. Bloody Sunday changed the direction of not Northern Ireland. Who knows what that moment's going to be? If it's not a soldier being beheaded like Lee Rigby, if it's not a Catholic priest being beheaded in his church, what the hell is it going to be? When are people going to rise up? When are people going to stand up? When are people going to look at themselves and take a hard, long look at themselves? And every Englishman or every European man who's watching this and reading this and listening to this, when are you going to do so? What are you going to do? If you can't, everyone has a role to play. I'm not saying go out, start rioting, start killing, start kicking off. But people, even when marches are organised or rallies are organised, people are scared to go on them. Well, you can't be scared. And it frustrates me even at my own country's men. It just frustrates me. I think, what have we become? When you look at our history and you look where we come from and you look at our forefathers and what people gave and sacrificed in order to hand down this beautiful country to us, this beautiful lifestyle, this beautiful freedom, and you're just letting it all go. We're letting it go bit by bit by bit. And the future, Americans who are watching this, you have an opportunity, you have a chance to change the world, to save the world in your next election. Because if you vote for Hillary, if Hillary Clinton is elected as the world leader, it's going worse. And that's not every time you think it can't get worse, or the future can't get any more depressing. It does. But then you see currently, I see people shining through and people coming through and politicians, whether it be Marie Le Pen, whether it be Geert Wilders, whether it be Donald Trump. I don't know all of Donald Trump's political views. What I know is that he's moved the goalposts for the debate, which needed to be done, because for too long people are too scared to say this. So it's so refreshing when you see someone just stand up and speak honestly without worrying about the people who are financing him and backing him and worrying about their money and their profit. So I think that I always used to say 10, 20, 30 years' time, this is all going to come to a head. This has come to a head a lot sooner than that. It's coming to a head a lot sooner than that. And actually, if you look at Al-Qaeda's plan, this is one thing that when I read their plan written 12 years ago, when one of their leaders was speaking about their plans for what they're going to do, it spoke about how weak the West would be after intervening in the Middle East with Iraq and Afghanistan. They were predicting everything, how weak we'd be. So when they do launch their caliphate in Islamic State, we will not send our military in. Yeah? Then it gives a four-year plan every 4 years of what they'll be doing. 2016, it says, total confrontation with the non-believers. Now, what happened on New Year's Eve of 2016? What happened on the New Year's Eve? The first day of 2016, they attacked 1,000 women in Cologne alone. They attacked women across the whole of Europe. It's actually word for word what he said. In Europe, our invading Islamic army will start full confrontation with the kafir. That was the first thing they go for. The weakest people they go for are women, which is exactly what they did on New Year's Eve. And then they say there will be a five-year battle where they will have complete war and confrontation with us. Anyone who looks at last week in Europe, we're at war. We're at war. This ain't going away. When people understand that the jihad, they haven't even launched the jihad yet. Not a proper jihad. When it's properly launched, we're dealing with 4%. We're dealing with a pathetic, small, poor 4%. And look at the chaos that they're bringing. So you think when Europe hits 20%, the Europe already that you think you know, or America thinks you know, has changed beyond belief. It's changed beyond belief. Everything's changing and turning in the way of Islam. And fully supporting it are our politicians and our political elite. And as the Islamic demographic grows, their vote bank politics will become stronger and stronger and stronger. And then, I know it's depressing, but we have a very difficult future.
No, I mean, you talked about why more people don't speak up. I mean, I made a video saying Islam's not religion of peace. It wasn't even that inflammatory. 7 months ago, I'm still getting death threats every week for a YouTube video. I mean, that's why people don't speak out. Because if you criticize Islam and say it's not religion of peace, they send you messages, they give you threatening calls, they leave, you know, notes saying, I'm going to prove Islam's a religion of peace by violently killing you. This is why reformists within Islam, you know, ex-Muslims, don't want to speak out against it, because it's not fun getting death threats all the time. You had Ayaan Hirsi Ali's colleague, you know, killed on the streets of Amsterdam, I think it was, simply for working with her on projects that try to reform Islam from within. It's an environment, you know, that encourages intimidation and violent threats to anyone who questions this religion. Then you've got pressure from above. My cousin, who is gay, retweeted me when I criticized Saudi Arabia for executing gay people. He was hauled in, works for a major university, was hauled into a meeting and said, you can't even retweet that information because it might offend the Saudi Arabian students who are coming to our college. And, you know, concurrent to this, they'll have gay pride marches and they'll fly a rainbow flag over the university. But God forbid you would actually try to criticize governments that execute homosexuals. That might offend somebody. That's bad. And so people are scared to talk out because they might get death threats. They might lose their lives, or at the very least, they might lose their jobs and their careers because of this public shaming culture. That's why the left is just as much to blame for this. Correct, Tommy?
I've experienced everything you've just spoke about. In my 5-6 years of leading the English Defence League, I had school teachers on the phone in tears to me because what the left, and these are organisations that are funded by people supporting open borders, many of whom are funding them from America, such as Searchlight, Hope Not Hate, What they do is, say you've got a member of one of my organisations, and he's making comments about Islam. Free speech, not inciting hate, just telling the truth about Islam. And he works for BMW, for example. Then they would screenshot everything. Then they would contact the HR department of BMW. These people are being paid to do this. They're being paid to do this, and it works. It's a scary, it's a tactic that works as well. Because before you know it, that's why when people use fake names, I get a lot of hassle. You use a pseudonym, and people don't, and our demonstrators, people cover their faces. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your career. What you have to understand as well is many people, for example, people that I know, their bosses will be Muslim. This isn't everywhere. They're infiltrated everywhere at different levels. And this is a far-left tactic, which is quite a successful tactic that they use to intimidate people into silence. But it's also quite encouraging when you have people, I feel, Milo this week, I think is brilliant. When I see someone who doesn't care, that's the attitude. When I see someone who just doesn't care, yeah, what anyone's going to say or do, I think it's brilliant. Yourself, I know, it's not like you don't get scared, because if you walk through Luton, buddy, you'd get attacked. You'd get violently attacked. So it's not like it's not scary or intimidating, but it has to be done. And I always think that the more people that do it, the more inspiration it gives to others to do it. And all we're doing is telling the truth. But in the times that we're currently facing, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That's it. That's where we're at. And everyone is scared. And I always say, when I walk through Luton and there's plenty of videos, I've been punched, I've been beaten, I've been attacked. That's why my local politician didn't say what I say. Because he probably quite enjoys walking through Luton and going across the coffee. Yeah? And that's the same with everyone. Most politicians, and I know from my experience, I've been on to every debate show, every talk show in the UK, whether it be Newsnight, all of them. Yeah? And everywhere I go, I don't get a bad reception. In fact, everyone shakes my hand and tells me to keep going. So I even know people interviewing me, but when the camera's on, they're grilling me and giving me a hard time. But as soon as the camera's off, they're shaking my hand and saying they admire what I do. And because they're scared. Because everyone's scared. And you know, you said, like, there's more of a hoo-ha about... There is a very loud, prominent voice given to the far left, these apologists, these liberals, of Islam and the effect it's going to have on our nation and our children's future. The majority of people. That's the reality. So we've been punching well below our weight for a long time, but we need to understand that we're on the majority side, not some minority. We've seen that even with the Brexit case and people trying to vote for Brexit, and the way they tried to turn that into a race issue, which it never was. It was a vote for culture, a vote for culture and identity before it was a vote for the economy. But we still keep crying on about. But yeah, I don't know. We are in big problems.
Well, I mean, the majority of Sikhs voted for Brexit. Are they racist right-wingers? I think the point to make is, it's an unfortunate term, but if we've got a target-rich environment where everybody is speaking out against Islam, there won't be so much pressure on people like you. It won't be as easy to demonize people like you, because, again, there'll be a lot more people speaking out. The balance, the load, will be more balanced amongst those people, and they won't be able to isolate and attack us, both in terms of character assassination and actual assassination, actual death threats. Let's just finish up with this, though. I'm predicting next, and this is what Al-Qaeda have called for, their leader, they're going to start abducting and killing celebrities. That's their next big step up that they're going to do. You put out a tweet talking about Muslims gaining control of commercial airliners. Tell us about that, because we know they've got the jihadists actually working in secure areas of major airports throughout Europe, right?
What was it? In the hundreds before the Euro 2016. It was in the hundreds of Muslims who were on terror watch lists had got jobs in the Euro 2016 football tournament scene. We've seen, I believe it may be up to 30 or 40 police officers have been booted out in Paris alone due to their links to radical extremist organisations. It's only a matter of time because God forbid, you can't just sack them, which they don't. Yeah. For example, when we had the most extremist organisation, Al-Mujahideen, when we had them protest against our armed forces in the UK, one of the main people was a baggage handler at Luton Airport. He was a baggage handler at Luton Airport. So how far away are we? That's why I said, how far away are we from a Muslim who There are plenty of Muslim pilots now, ordinary Muslim pilots. How far away are we from one of them being switched on? Because that's all this is. They're switched on to their jihad, switched on to Islam, and taking down a passenger plane. And all these things, that's what we have to start putting in, whichever people say they're unfair laws or not, things have to, we have to put things in play that protect our citizens. And, yeah, when you're on about celebrities as well, I think the next thing that's going to happen, and God forbid, you said, how long is it till people react? I believe in the Northern Ireland-style conflict, there were two IRA bombings a day, two attacks a day, when a paramilitary British terrorist organisation was set up. We don't want that. No one wants that. But our leaders, our political leaders, our politicians, they must start dealing with this problem. Because when you, as you said, when you have a political platform or a process where you can demonstrate, that's what democracy is. When you're angry, you demonstrate. They try and take that away from you. I face court. Think about this. In France, in Nice. Look at what happened in Nice. Look what happened today. I'm in court on September 19th. I was in France at a football game, and I had my picture taken with a flag. And the British authorities come round my house, come in my house with my wife and children there, take me to court, and now I face charges where they're trying to give me a ban.
Okay, we'll be back.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
We're back, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, tomorrow is Operation Sleeping Giant, the marathon, historic 28-hour broadcast. Again, begins tomorrow. All the information is at InfoWars.com infowarsstore.com/giant. You can also support us by getting the products at infowarsstore.com. Now, Tommy reminded me of a story which happened, I think it was last summer here in London. There was a guy openly walking around Westminster and the Houses of Parliament draped in an ISIS flag. The police didn't even take him in for questioning. They let him go. Meanwhile, Tommy is over there at the Euro 2016 football tournament, has an ISIS flag, basically making fun of a terrorist organization, and now he's being charged. Tommy, tell us about that. And then in the final few minutes, just tell people how they can support you, how they can get your book and follow you on Twitter. Go ahead.
Cool. So, yeah, let's look at the reasons why the police and the authorities do this. In fact, I've got the police from Luton, the Beds police, have openly said, and I've got a recording of them saying, that they've been forced to do this to me by the Home Office. So I'm in France. I have a Royal Marine, a black British Royal Marine, who has a flag. And he says, can I have his photo? I have my photo taken with him. I hold the flag out, and it has ISIS on the front. That's what, when I returned home from the football, from the Euros, my children come running upstairs crying their eyes out. Daddy, Daddy, police are here, police are here. I go down, there's three police officers. Said, what are you doing in my house? They're there over this. And that's the comparison. People were walking around with ISIS flags in the UK, nothing. But the reason for this is all part of the same campaign you talk about, of intimidation. I said to them, you're here to intimidate me, to intimidate my family, to harass us into silence. And they've been trying it for 6 years. I don't know why they don't just give up. No matter what they do or say or try to do, I'm not going to be silent, ever, in anything they try. They should just get that message and give up on it, but they don't. But it does cause me, whether they succeed, yes, my children were crying, yes, my wife was upset, yes, it disrupts my home life, yes, the next day, rather than go and see my mum in hospital, I have to go to the court. Now I have another court case pending again and again. It costs money, finance, and it takes up your time and your energy. And I know when I walk into that, well, I'm never going to get convicted of anything. What have I done? I've done nothing. But then by that time, they've already got a sentence out of you anyway, because for the last 6 years, I've had court case after court case after court case for stupid little things like this. But it all sort of weighs on your shoulders and causes you problems, and it's a strain on your life. And that's what
and
they
it's
want
a
to
chilling
do.
Effect, isn't it? It prevents other people from saying the same kind of thing.
It does, yeah. It has the effect. People look at what they're doing. I did the other day, CDL, when they started kicking off my doors. I had my other friends stepping back. Well, I don't want my door kicked in. Even though they're kicking your door in for no reason and they're not charging you. But it has the effect. People see it. People feel fearful. It's like a police state. And, so I'm in court for that on September 19th. I'm actually quite looking forward to it now, if I'm honest, now, because I can't wait to see their argument. And now that the media have got involved, now that everyone's watching what's going on, I can't wait to see them try and argue that I shouldn't have a flag that says ISIS in France.
It's amazing. Tommy, we've just got about 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can get your book, how they can find you on Twitter.
You can buy my book currently on Amazon. It's Tommy Robinson, Enemy of the State. It's on Kindle. You can download it in America. You can download it wherever you are. It's the story of my life. It tells the story of the state and the persecution that I faced for trying to tell the truth and identify and warn people of what we're now facing on a daily routine. I tried to warn prior to that. And you can follow me on Twitter. Tommy Robinson, okay. New Era.
Okay, there goes Tommy Robinson. Thanks for joining us. Get the book. Again, it's Enemy of the State. Support Tommy. He's been harassed so much by police simply for speaking out against the religion of peace. That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, tomorrow is Operation Sleeping Giant, our historic 28-hour broadcast. All the information at Infowars.com/giant. That's going to wrap up the show. Thanks for joining us again. Breaking news, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.